The Uttarakhand police say that the 19-year-old receptionist, the 19-year-old teenager, young girl, whose body was fished out of a canal this morning, was being pressurized by the owner of the resort where she worked at to provide, quote, special services to guests. According to the police, the young woman had shared messages with friends about how unsafe she felt while working at this resort. The resort is owned by a senior BJP leader's son. Pulkit Arya, the key accused in the case, is the son of Vinod Arya, the BJP leader from Haridwar. He has now been arrested. He was arrested on Friday. The young girl was reported missing on Monday. The resort owner, Pulkit Arya, its manager and assistant manager were arrested on Friday and have now been sent to 14 days judicial custody. The police say the men have confessed to the murder. A post-mortem report of the body was conducted this afternoon at the Ames in Rishikesh. Civic authorities, meanwhile, late last night, overnight actually, in overnight action, demolished parts of the resort, saying it was built illegally. This morning, angry locals torched parts of the resort building that was still standing. Following a widespread outrage over the murder of this young woman, widespread outrage in social media and on the ground in the state, the BJP on Saturday morning kicked out Pulkit Arya's father, the senior leader, and the former state minister Vinod Arya, and his brother Ankit Arya from the party. The state government also relieved them of their posts as the chairman of the Uttarakhand Mati Kala Board and the vice president of the state OBC commission, respectively. The chief minister, Pushkar Singh Lami, has promised the harshest action, no matter who is involved. Let's go across to Akshay Dongre, who's monitoring the story. He is in Uttarakhand right now. Akshay, the police claim that they have acted swiftly. Why are locals incensed and why are they feeling differently?
Well, Sarah, as far as the case is concerned of this 19-year-old girl's murder in Uttarakhand, this has in fact shook the conscience of the entire country now. However, the locals are extremely angry about the fact that the police did not expedite the investigation. They did not try to recover the body until and unless there was a lot of social media uproar. And till the time the locals actually reached out to their relatives across the country, reached out to their friends and family members, who then started, in fact, sharing the story of the 19-year-old girl who went missing. The initial complaint that was filed after the girl went missing, and a friend of that girl told her family members that she had texted him stating that she is feeling unsafe, she is not feeling well, and something wrong has happened to the girl. And it was only after that, the family members had filed a missing complaint. But also, the accused in this entire case, the prime accused is Pulkit Arya, as you have rightly mentioned. He is son of a very influential man in the state of Uttarakhand, has served as minister. His brother also held rank of Minister of State in the state of Uttarakhand government. Now, with all of these political connections, the people, the locals, had very little hope of police actually taking the investigation seriously and, in fact, delivering justice to the family members of the girl who went missing. That exactly is the reason that people were very enraged about the slow-dragging investigation that took about 5 to 6 days to find the body of the girl and to file to arrest these accused people in this entire case, despite the accused accused men having a history, in fact, in the village of not just adhering to the local rules of that particular village where the resort is, but also the main accused, Pulkit Arya, was running a prostitution racket, according to the locals as well. And there was nothing the police was doing about it. Now the police have demolished the resort, but it was functioning for past several years. And that cannot happen without any
political patronage,
without any information to the police or any. Exactly, that's the thing. So that
and
is
these
why the
chats,
locals
they,
and the
so basically these chats reveal that this was extra service, quote unquote, was provided in the guise of spa treatment at this resort, right? But Akshay, so the CCTV footage shows the victims the victim leaving the hotel with these three accused, and then suddenly they return alone, and that was the last time she was seen?
But the last time the police had seen girl, when as far as the investigation is concerned, they had they got some footages from the CCTV cameras that were installed in the resort. And that started to happen after there was a lot of social media uproar about this particular case. And that is when they in fact interrogated these three men. Despite Pulkit Arya trying to set up an alibi, he in fact tried to call the girl at his own resort, asking for the girl from Haridwar. He filed a missing complaint of the girl who he had killed already. So he was trying his best to play according to the script that was written. In fact, as far as the police officers are concerned, they have said that all these three men who have been arrested had given the same kind of statement. So they already had discussed among themselves to how actually evade the law as far as this entire case is concerned.
All right. So the police believe they were making efforts to cover up their tracks. Thank you, Akshay. Stay dry. We'll come back to you for more throughout the day. Now, will there be justice for this young girl from Uttarakhand, or have political links of the accused delayed the probe? Remember, she's very young. She's probably in her first job, first time away from home, trying to contribute to her family financially. And then, according to locals, they allege the accused are getting VIP treatment. Has political power and connections delayed the probe? That's what we're asking on Left, Right and Center tonight. We have joining us Harish Rawat, former Chief Minister of Uttarakhand from the Congress. Alok Lal, former DGP of Uttarakhand, the author of The Murder in the Bylanes. Alok Watts, leader of the BJP. Reena Gupta, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party and advisor to the government of Delhi. Sujata Paul, spokesperson of the Congress, will also join us. Alok Watts, to you first. What's going on? WhatsApp texts, messages from this murdered young woman say they're trying to turn me into a prostitute. This is she's working as a receptionist at a senior BJP leader's son's resort, whose father and brother hold posts in the state's administration. Possibly the parents even thought that would be a good place for her to work.
Yes, I am bewildered and shocked to the hilt by hearing what has happened. But let me tell you one thing. We have come into action, the police has swung into action, and within less than 24 hours, the accused have been arrested.
4 days, sir.
And we have already penalized the father and his brother. Actually, I don't know what role they have to play in this whole drama, but they have been expelled from the party. We don't entertain
any... You don't know what role they have to play in this drama. Do you think there has been no role, no involvement of political patronage in this story?
Maybe the son wielded extra constitutional power by thinking that he is son of Mr. Vinod Arya. But what has happened is a heinous crime. You see, most of these resorts, as I gather, have become den of such nefarious activities, especially if they are owned by people who are high and mighty in some way.
In this case, senior leader of the BJP.
Yeah, sure. I'm saying it happens most of these places where some high and mighty people are there, whether from any party. Their people try to indulge in such nefarious activities. I'm sorry, I'm very clear on this. And this is happening all around, not only
all right.
in Uttarakhand.
Harish Rawat, Alok Watt says this is the norm for high and mighty in any party. So basically, power corrupts, though you're acknowledging that, Alok Watt, that power corrupts,
yes,
even for BJP
power
leaders.
An absolute power.
All right, so there's no difference in the BJP as Prime Minister Modi has pointed out in all of those rallies when you have election rallies. That's the party with the difference. You're saying it's not. But Harish Rawat, go ahead, sir.
In fact, I am just shocked to listen to the honorable spokesperson of the BJP. And he's saying that these dens are the den of corruption, these resorts. And they are in government for last more than 6 years now. And what they are doing, what action they have initiated. They are only... this is a very, very planned murder. In fact, that guy, he refused to come to his pressure, the pressure of that resort owner, with the son of a renowned and a very powerful BJP leader who is just having a ministerial rank in the government of Sri Pushkar Singh Dhami, and his brother is also holding some position in the government and in the party. It took them. Everybody knew that that girl was forced to accompany the owner of the resort to Chila Barrage, where when coming back, he came all alone. Then there was a suspicion. Everybody have started talking about now he has killed that guy, and that guy was killed. It took them three days to arrest that person.
Four days. Alok Lal, former DGP of Uttarakhand. Let's bring in Alok Lal, sir, please. Mr. Harish Rawat, hold on. Let's ask the former DGP of Uttarakhand this question. Missing, a young girl goes missing on Monday. There's an arrest that finally takes place on Friday. Imagine the plight of the parents running from pillar to post, desperate for any information about their child. How do you explain this four-day gap, sir?
So it goes without saying that it's a very unfortunate incident that a teenager was done to death like this. And this happened a few days ago, and the police went into action only now. The fact is that Uttarakhand has two types of police forces. One is known as the revenue police. The other is the regular police that every other state has. Now, the revenue police is nothing but the regular revenue department, which is headed by the local tehsildar. Under him are the various officials like Patwari and so on.
Agreed, sir. This is a well-known fact. That's how the system is in Uttarakhand.
Because in Uttarakhand, this system of having a revenue police is spread in a very wide area, and where this incident happened is also under the revenue police.
So my question purely would be:
case is referred to the regular police.
How long does it take for this to be transferred from the revenue police to the regular police, and why should this have taken so long? The public, the locals are alleging that this is because there is political patronage, that the police are in on this. They are pointing out that it's been 6 years that the BJP government has been in power. You have a resort that is reportedly carrying out some sort of prostitution racket, where services are provided in the spa. How is it possible that our reporter is reporting that the locals knew about it in the area, but the police was completely in the dark, as was the government?
When you say police, I take it for the police that you see on the streets of other states, the police that you see in police stations. But in this particular area, we have no such police. The police is headed by the Patwari in that particular area. Hmm. The Patwari, as you know, is the lowest revenue official. But he is given the power to investigate cases. So these cases first go to him.
I'm sorry to intervene. This is not any bahana. This place where this has ghastly incident has taken place, that is very near to the capital, state capital. Everything has appeared in the newspaper the next day. Everybody knew that fact. There is a revenue police that is also under one.
All right, let me ask Alok Lal something, sir. We have the authorities who were very active overnight, and they went and demolished this resort. As a police officer, as an investigating officer, is that not, could that affect sensitive material, evidences, CCTV footage in this
everything,
case?
Everything that will demolish the evidence. This demolition has in fact people suspect that this was carried out just to demolish the evidences whatever were available there.
I don't know if the intention was to demolish the evidence, but it's not right because it was a scene of crime. It should have been retained as it was.
Is that
so that a lot of evidence could have been thrown up by the scene of crime? I think it's not right. This should not have been demolished.
All right, so it was not right. Let's get in, Alok Vats, your response. The administration suddenly goes into overdrive and decides overnight to demolish this resort. What was the intention, you think, behind this? Yes, on one hand, I don't even want to get into this whole, demolition, the politics of demolitions without finding out whether the accused is tried by law. But have we lost very valuable evidence in this case, in the process?
Well, Madam Jacob, let me tell you one thing. What I gather, that it has been partly demolished and the rooms have been sealed by the police. So this statement of total demolition, according to me, is not correct. And their evidences, wherever they could think that some evidence will be destroyed, all that has been sealed. But you see, what is paining me, that people are now making it Congress versus BJP versus AAP, it's getting into a political melee, which should not happen. If a crime has taken place, let's talk about the crime and how to control it. Not that the BJP was in power, so it happened. Has it not happened in Congress regime? Have women not been raped and killed in Congress regime? Has it not happened in AAP's regime?
Let's get in Reena Gupta of the Aam Aadmi Party. Reena, the AAP is planning to gear out the BJP headquarters tomorrow on this issue.
Sarah, the father of this girl, Ankita, was running from pillar to post. And there are videos of the father waiting to file an FIR, whereas the BJP leader is being given tea in the police station. This is the condition of law and order in Uttarakhand. And Sarah, I was just looking at reports in the last 2 days. There have been 3 cases. One case in Jabalpur where another BJP leader has raped a young girl on the pretext of offering a job. There was a case in Hyderabad where another BJP leader raped a girl on the pretext of getting her a medical seat. So on one hand, Bharatiya Janata Party is saying beti padhao, beti badhao. And then when women and girls are coming can I complete, sir? Sir, please don't interrupt.
Mr. Alokwath, hold on.
I have very close ties with Uttarakhand. And, girls like Ankita, there are very few jobs. So they come to these centers looking for jobs. Oof. Now, will any family send their girl for any job like this? So what has happened to Ankita is just heartbreaking. And I have no faith in the police system there. You know, there should be a court monitored investigation, because we have seen, let's not forget what, in case of the Home Minister, Mr. Tenney's son. What happened? The investigation was not carried out properly. So what Bharatiya Janata Party is telling its leaders and the sons of its leaders, go around, break the law with impunity. Aap power mein hai, tumhe kuch nahi hone wala hai. This case needs to be taken out of Uttarakhand. It should be a court monitored investigation, and it should be a fast track court so that the people who are responsible are given the harshest of punishment. That is the only way we can deter crime against women in the future.
Alok, what's the point here is that if BJP leaders are going to raise slogans like Mahila Shakti Mission and Beti Bachao on electoral campaigns, of course it will be politicized. And of course other political parties will try and hold you accountable to these promises, because there are huge repercussions of this. I shudder to be a parent in Uttarakhand wondering about whether, their young children should go out and get jobs away from home. This would be a very, very sad night for many of them. But let's bring in the Congress spokesperson right now. Many saying that this is the BJP in firefighting mode, but possibly, that was more than what the Congress did. They didn't even do firefighting post Nirbhaya. But your response right now?
I am just going to stick to what has happened in Uttarakhand. I will not even go to Uttar Pradesh. And I want to make it very clear that this gentleman by the name of Mr. Vinod Arya, he was, vice chairman of the Matikala board in the Nishank government. So since then to now, you can understand how powerful he's become. He has been questioned on his land deals and land grabbing deals in Haridwar. If you go there, there'll be lots of people who will talk about it. Now, when we talk about the revenue police era, the revenue police just filed a missing case. So if they couldn't find the girl, should they not have transferred it immediately to the regular police? But after that, what happened was, Reena just said, that the manner in which the family of the girl was being treated, and they had lost their daughter, and the family of this culprit, this murderer, and probably a rapist, His father was being according the, you know, the utmost respect by the policeman. So should action not be taken against the policeman? The police is solely responsible for this child dying. She was a mere 19-year-old who had come from a village of Pori and taken up a job because she probably wanted to give her family a better life. But when we talk about this entire issue, I want to bring out certain points. The CCTV footage has been destroyed. And that is why, you know, the section for tampering of evidence has been included in the FIR. So what is Mr. Alok Vats talking about? Secondly, this particular resort was at a place where which had been given to build a pharmacy. But instead of a pharmacy, there is a resort over there. So this entire, I think what the government is trying to do is a mere eyewash, and I'll tell you why. Pulkit Arya, son of Vinod Arya, was in the news when the first lockdown happened because he had reached the area of Uttarkashi where people were not supposed to go because it was a green zone. And do you remember Aman Mani Tripathi and that saga which happened there? He was accompanied by him. So this actually means that this particular resort was a den of prostitution. And if these leaders belong to the BJP and the RSS, there can be no doubt at all that this den of prostitution had people from the BJP and RSS as guests. And I have reason to say that.
All right. So was it possible for all of this to continue without anybody? Mr. Vats, Mr. Vats, I'm going to give you the last word. I'm going to give you the last word because I want to ask you. You say this doesn't happen in other parties. I cannot go on to other parties. I will simply say, look at your record. You have, now you have that BJP MLA Kuldeep Sengar in 2017, complete misuse of the law. Absolutely brazen. It took forever to get him accountable. You have Ajay Mishra's son accused of running over farmers, finally arrested. You have a month ago viral video of alleged BJP leader Shrikant Tyagi abusing and assaulting a Noida woman in Delhi. This led to outrage against VIP culture. Last word to you, Ashok Vats. What do you say? Why is this increasingly coming up against BJP leaders? Alok Vats.
Well, it's just a matter of coincidence that it's coming up against BJP leaders, but we have nothing to do with such people. We are never...
These are members of your party and they hold posts in the party. How can you say you have nothing to do with them?
Sarah, we have become the world's largest party. So some infringe elements get inside.
Balatkari Janata Party?
And be... 1 minute, please.
Ma'am, please let him finish.
We are not with them. We are not with them. We have taken prompt action, immediate action against them. We have not fighting with any such money. You please don't raise question on our integrity. No, you don't raise question on our integrity. What Congress? There have been many rapes and murders during the Congress regime. Don't talk about that. There have been a lot of murders.
He exploited a girl from your office. Suresh Rathod, an MLA of the Bharatiya Janata Party, has a case
Ma'am, please let Mr. Vats finish. Mr. Vats, please just respond. 20 seconds.
It's nothing new. These things have happened during the Congress.
It's nothing new. Do you think that's what the parents of this young girl want to hear tonight?
No, no. It has happened during Congress regime many times.
Balatkari Janata
Party. How do you call Balatkari?
All right, unfortunately, we can't seem to hear. Mr. Vats only seemed to respond to the Congress spokesperson over there. And of course, no one's thinking about the parents of this young child who have lost her forever and have had a horrific week waiting for 4 days to get some answers from the police as to where their child is, who disappeared on Monday night. Imagine their plight, going from pillar to post, trying to get some answers. Today, their child's body was fished out of a canal. Will there be justice for her family? That's what we're asking on Left, Right and Centre. And we will continue to ask this question on NDTV. Thank you for joining us.